be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is the Rat Ring. This week, it's Slam.
Subjected to quite a prolonged assault in various locations of the house. She was beaten with a mop, locked in the ensuite toilet, masking tape wrapped around her face.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Infanticide by Glossectomy. Fetid Rigor Mortis by 0.357 Homicide. Dead Festering Drainage by Putridity. 00 Buckshot by Vomit Remnants. Savagely Beaten by Inveracity. Sorry, I'm gonna have a really fucking hard time reading all these damn names. Cause, I mean, yeah, it's Slamming Brutal Death Metal. They're gonna name their songs some disgusting shit. And it is a little hard to, you know, keep track of it all. And, like, I could look up how to pronounce every word, but I will be here all fucking night trying to figure it out if I did it for every song. So, Big Chungus, enjoy my mispronunciations. I just got back from Toronto, and I got to see Carcass, Cannibal Corpse, and Meshuggah live, and that was really sick. Unfortunately, I mean, this is about to be... Okay, I'm bitching. This is a first world problem. But Carcass didn't play any of their old music. Which, I know, I should have expected it because they're playing, like, a set with death metal bands. Well, death metal band and Meshuggah. So, it probably wouldn't fit too well, their older sound, but... That's what I like Carcass for, but the show was still good. They still put on a very good performance. It was still fun. That being said, I mainly went there for Cannibal Corpse, because I don't know too many Meshuggah songs, and to me, a lot of them are quite samey, so I guess you can also criticize Cannibal Corpse for that, but their sound is a lot more to my taste. Like, they're both equally consistent. But I got to do a crowd surf successfully, and I've crowd surfed a couple times, but I've yet to have anyone get like a picture of it until this time. That being said, it's barely a fucking picture of me crowd surfing. It's just like my leg, and then that's it. The rest of me is just blurry and unnoticeable. But it was super fun going. I finally got to partake in the chant. If you've seen any like videos of Cannibal Corpse playing live, you know how they announce their song, I Come Blood. He goes, "This is a fun little song we like to play. This is a fun little song," and then everyone joins in. It's about shooting blood from your cock. You might be wondering why I'm not playing any Cannibal Corpse music or Carcass music, and that's just because I'm a little burnt out. They were really, really good, and I got to hear fucking Hammer Smashed Face live. I got to hear Bleed live. Those are like iconic metal songs, and I didn't wear my hearing protection. I rarely don't do that. Like, I understand it does sound better without the hearing protection, but I also I'm in a band, and I listen to so much music. I really value my hearing, but this was an occasion where I decided to take them out. Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I want to hear the music as clear as possible. That being said, I did have a massive fucking headache that night. And it actually did like leak into the next day, but it was worth it. I have no merch to show because... that shit cost like $87 fucking dollars. Like, oh, I will pass. Sorry. Like, it's a cool hoodie, but I cannot afford that. I don't know if this episode is obvious. I'm trying like a different microphone setup. Like, normally I have it on the mic stand, but I'm really bad for just like leaning my head away from the mic stand while I'm talking. So then my voice will be like really nice and clear in some parts of the episode. But then I'm like leaning away, and then I kind of just talk like away from here, and I just sound a lot worse. So because I don't want to move my mic stand or adjust it, my pop filter is like a t-shirt pulled over the bottom half of my face. And it does make me sound a little more nasally, but it's like, I think, readjusted for, because you can hear my voice better and more clearly, so whatever. Anyway, it's gonna be slamming brutal death metal, maybe some just brutal death metal, but it'll be pretty heavy death metal if there is no slam influence, to say, I guess. Anyway, please enjoy these next songs.
Thank you, but I think my mouth is too big.
No, it's the right size. For me, that is.
pissed in the streets, eaten out of garbage, and accidentally shot my wife. Not once, but twice.
Thank you.
that was from Russia with AIDS by Creme Flesh. Tomb of Sand by Bayonet Dismemberment. Acute hemorrhagic leukencephalitis complicated by hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis, I think, by Philolithopedion, then aroma vaginitis by postulated, and electromagnetic bombardment by gravitational distortion. My God, that fucking middle song. When I was listening to it, I was like, oh, God damn it, it's good. Like, I knew I had to use it, but fuck that title, man. What the hell is that? Like, that is unreadable. I mean, I get the vibe of, you know, cool medical shit, but I have no fucking clue what that is, and I doubt most people do. They should have thought about how fucking stupid I would look trying to read that out loud. They should have thought about me when they named it, damn it. I won't drop any names because I don't know how much shit I can really get in if, you know, they don't really know who I'm talking about, but I'm minoring in classics in archaeology because I have personal interest in, like, Indigenous Canadian archaeology. Unfortunately, Queen's University is a very white-ass fucking establishment, conserving university, so there are, like, zero Indigenous things. That being said, it does give me access to the library where I can, you know, research Indigenous shit on my own time. Anyway, the point is, I just finished up a course that discusses the ancient history of the Middle East. And it was a very good course. I really enjoyed it. And the final thing was a discussion post. So the point was basically just to kind of talk about what you enjoyed about the course, questions you had, what, like, you know, kept you going. Anyway, I saw this one guy's post. I will give you the context after this. He basically says, like, yeah, last January, I had the privilege of visiting Israel on a 10-day trip. And, like, I really enjoyed comparing, like, the history I learned there to this course. Like, what? What? Motherfucker. We spent, like, 2 lectures discussing this topic. There is no ancient Israel. There is, like, the Hebrew Bible's evidence of an ancient Israel, but it is not backed scientifically with archaeology. There is a brief mention of the Israelites from, like, 1 Assyrian document. That being said, that is nowhere near enough evidence to claim there's been a kingdom there, especially because of the heavy documentation of warfare all throughout that time. And do you know who is mentioned over and over as living there? The Canaanites and the Philistines. Anyway, point is, this motherfucker didn't pay any attention and, like, at the last second was just like, yeah, you know, I love Israel. Like, oh, what a fucking asshole. Like, let me relate this to a settler colonial state. Like, in that week that we discussed it, we mentioned this area is the most archaeologically, like, studied region of the world, because modern Israel would like to justify its existence, and, you know, they haven't found any conclusive evidence at all. But either way, like, it's so, I didn't reply to that discussion post because I would have gotten mad, but it did frustrate me seeing some fucking dipshit go, yeah, I actually love visiting Israel, see ya, like, great, great course. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, I'm just hating. I will keep playing music now. Please enjoy these next songs. I tried to force a burp and it just didn't happen. And then I had to like lean into that weird noise to make it seem more natural. And I don't think that worked at all. I'm sorry. Free Palestine.
Thank you. Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.